Hello, everyone. Did you listen to episode 2 with Taylor Mack? Well, it was a great one. And if you didn't hear it, please go listen to it. It's fantastic. Welcome back to another episode of Your Successful Solutions. I am your host, Ian Tolson. And today, Taylor will be interviewing me on the loss of my father, how I overcame it, and how it can help you. Before jumping into this, a little friendly reminder from the books that I pass out. This chapter is called Honor and Help Your Parents. From a child's point of view, parents are sometimes hard to understand. There are differences between generations, but truthfully, this is no barrier. The way to happiness includes being on good terms with one's parents or who brought one up. Fantastic, guys. We'll enjoy the episode, and if you would like a full booklet with all of the chapters, just let me know, and I'd be happy to send that over to you over at iantolson.com. Just go over there, enter your email address, and then just send me an email saying, hey, I would like one of those booklets. So take care, my friends, and enjoy. Cheers.
I've told my story to other people, and I feel like it's actually really impacted them. So to be able to have that opportunity, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're definitely welcome. It was awesome doing that episode with you. I've already seen that you have the most downloads so far, and I'm so excited for that simply because people get to hear your story and get impacted that much by you. So you're awesome as it is. I just want to give you a high five for just being amazing, because you're so fun to be around. So I'm excited about this and super happy that we get to do this together.
Heck yeah, so let's do it.
Yeah.
So cool, so I guess I'll be the interviewee today,
right. Yeah.
All right, sick, so let's do it. Okay, cool, so I guess kind of like I want to find out a little bit of background with you, which is interesting. I don't think I've ever really genuinely found out from you your background, actually, come to think of it. So this is even like news to me, so okay. So I don't know, what was it like growing up? You said you were from Montana?
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
So what was it like growing up there?
So growing up in Montana was gorgeous. I mean, the place is known as the Big Sky State, literally because the ground there is flatter, which means that you can see more of the sky. And I have never been in a place where I consistently could see the stars as much as that place. One of the prettiest places I had ever been was actually about 2 miles away from my house, where I took a walk. And it was unreal. There were, all I saw were literally trees everywhere and mountains. Right above me was a bald eagle in a very blue sky, no clouds at all.
What?
Yeah, it was insane, just floating around, and I was just like, what is going on with my life right now?
Dude, that is amazing. Talk about some spiritual shit. Jesus. That's, wait, okay, so you're in Montana. We're talking about north, so yeah, mountains. Yeah. I mean, like, how cold would it get there?
It was, where I lived, it was about 40 to 50 miles away from the Canadian border. And I lived in a valley, so what would happen is the cold that would come from Canada would roll over the mountains and then sit in the valley. And I have my Canadian cousin who was working in the Yukon right next to Alaska, and I was talking with him just a couple weeks ago. He was saying it was getting down to negative 40.
What?
And that also happened in Whitefish, Montana, where it would get that cold at times. That's cold enough to the point where someone was on top of the ski resort mountain that we lived near, and they would take a hot bucket of water, they would throw it outside, it would instantly turn to ice, and it would blow away. That's how cold it can get, which is totally unreal for a lot of people.
Yeah. Dude, I literally, as you know, if any listeners have, you know, listened to my episode, I grew up in Florida. So that is so unreal to me. So unreal. That's amazing.
Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even imagine having to survive that. Anyway, glad you're here in Florida,
well,
where
thanks.
You can be nice and
yeah,
warm.
Yeah, it's so great.
Okay, cool. So let's get a little deeper into this. How about, now you mentioned that your father passed away. So
yeah.
Where exactly did he pass away?
He passed away in Columbia Falls, Montana, which is about 15 miles, 20 miles away from Whitefish, Montana. Okay. And it was pretty intense. He actually passed away due to hypothermia, which is a very different situation for most people, how they pass away.
Wow, that sounds really serious. I mean, were you with him? Like, what exactly happened that day when he passed?
So it was interesting because I was being a prep cook at the time. I was doing dishwashing and prep cooking, and I was working in the back prepping some salsa at this coffee shop that I was working at, and it was a different type of day. You know, I thought it was pretty normal. I was just working, and then out of the blue, probably within 40 minutes into my shift, this police officer is coming into the restaurant, and someone grabs one of the baristas and said, "Hey, is Ian Tolson here?" And this barista comes back and said, "Hey, Ian, there's a cop here wanting to talk with you." Right? And so Jesus. I'm thinking, what did I do wrong?
Oh my God.
why is a cop asking for me, right? And
right.
I'm fairly okay with talking with the police, so I'm like, okay, I'll go talk to this police officer. We go outside into his vehicle, and my mom is in the back seat. And keep in mind, it's probably at a high, 10 degrees, 20 degrees, probably in the negatives, because Jesus. That's just how Montana is. And my mom's in the back, and I'm super confused at this point. And lo and behold, he tells me, "Ian, your father passed away." And I look at him, and I have a long time to process things, and he may as well have said, "You just won a trip to Costa Rica," because it really didn't hit me. It wasn't like, "Oh yeah, my father is for sure dead. He passed away. Now he's gone."
Right.
You know. And so what ended up happening is we drove from Kalispell, Montana, where I was working, all the way over to Whitefish, where his body was. And I don't really know why we ended up going back there. It wasn't necessary.
Wow, that's what I'm, carry on.
For me to see his body or anything, but for some reason we did that. And just to give you guys an idea, heading over there, it's snowing. We were traveling through, I don't know, about 20 miles on the highway. And in Montana, there's snow banks that get roughly 4 feet of snow on them. So there's snow everywhere, brutally cold, but you just get used to it living in the colder weather. But that's, we ended up going from Kalispell over to Whitefish, where we entered the hospital.
Wow, that's so intense, dude. I mean, like, how long was that trip? Like, what were you thinking when you were driving that way over there?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't really, it still hadn't really hit me. So going over there, it was more okay, we're going back to Whitefish. Mm-hmm. New news, my dad's dead. Okay, this is new. I'm not really used to this yet. So just not really thinking too much. I honestly think I was numb to the entire situation because there were other people that had passed away in the same area earlier on in my life, which I always kind of handled in a numbness, didn't really know how to look at it type of situation.
Okay.
Hey, everyone. Real fast, wanted to ask you if you've ever wanted to start a habit but found it too difficult to do. You can do it for a couple of days, but then it just becomes too much of a hassle. Does this sound familiar? I have a simple solution for you. Read my free ebook on habits and get a free coaching session. This will really help you with starting your habit, continuing it, and maintaining it for long-term results. This is over at iantolson.com. and easily has $100 value on it because of the coaching session. So enjoy the benefits of having the habits you've always wanted to over at iantolson.com. I'll see you over there and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I mean, well, tell me about your relationship with your dad. Like, I mean, were you close with him or?
You know, that's a good question. My dad really loved me. He really did. He had a lot of good intentions behind being around me and being with me and that type of thing. But honestly, even though he had those good intentions, he wasn't physically present in most of my life. He was a truck driver that would be gone for a series of months. And there'd be a lot of times where as an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, I'd be bawling my eyes out saying, "Where is my dad?"
Of course.
Type of thing.
Yeah,
and
totally.
So for me to lose my dad wasn't exactly a foreign concept, to be honest with you, because he wasn't physically present in most of my life. So it wasn't as though I'm not going to see him anymore. It was, okay, I'm just not going to be able to talk to him anymore. And I feel that some people who have a very close relationship with their family, that can be really hard for them. But for me, it was just, okay, he's just permanently gone now, instead of I'm never gonna see him again. It wasn't as intense, I think, for me as it was for some people to lose a family member like that.
And really quick, how old were you?
I was 20. Pretty sure I was 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, it's like, 18, you're an adult, but I mean, let's be real. Like, any age, it doesn't make it any easier, but I find that, at least for me when I was 19, it's not a joke, man. Mm. You really got to find your way again, you know?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, I mean, since you guys were going there to see his body, I mean, what was it like to see his body?
You know, it was interesting because they got to the hospital. We went up this one hallway, took a right, went down another hallway, and his body was behind a curtain. And I hadn't seen my dad, I think, for about 3 months.
Wow.
But what was interesting is I called him about 2 weeks before he passed away. And I didn't know where he was because he was always truck driving.
Right.
And so it was, seeing his body there was really interesting. I wish that when calling him, I was, hey, Dad, where are you? Just want to get an update. Because he could have been in New York. He could have been in California.
Sure, yeah.
You know, that type of thing. And so to see him in front of me at that point in time, I mean, he was obviously had gained some weight. His stomach was bloated. What we found out later on is that when you die of hypothermia, my father had a very different situation occur because your body isn't supposed to be bloated. His body was actually full of blood. Yeah, it was really interesting.
Why?
Because this had been going on for a long time in his life where he would have ulcers, little basically cuts inside of his mouth.
Yeah.
And he would have to take a lot of stuff just to make the pain go away.
Wow.
And so a combination of things were occurring is there's the hypothermia aspect, but I've talked with my mom a lot about this. We almost think he died because of internal bleeding.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, but like, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, fine. So he passed of hypothermia, but I mean, like, was he in the snow? Was he in his truck? Was there a car accident? Like,
great question. Yeah. So he was in his car. He was so used to truck driving that he would sleep in his vehicle, right? Yeah.
God.
And so he, on the first day, eventually his car shut down.
Okay.
And he thinks he's fine. He's been through this before. He can handle it. Totally fine.
Wow.
And he's just thinking it's another one of those situations. So he puts in his electric blanket in the car that isn't working.
Right.
And he sleeps in it for the first day. The police are checking in on him, actually, and saying, hey, do you need help? Do you need help? Do you need help? For 3 days in a row.
Wait, so he's just sleeping in his car, but the electric blanket didn't work?
No. The electric blanket worked for 3 days.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the police are checking in on him saying, do you need help? We want to take care of you. And my father was a very, I can take care of myself. I'm a very prideful type person. I mean, he's like, I'm a man type of thing.
Right. I get that. Yeah.
And that was honestly probably the bitter downfall to him is his mindset, his body, and the situation in of itself. He couldn't physically take on what was occurring in his life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's seriously intense.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Okay. Well, I mean, I remember you mentioning that you had had deaths previously, or at least surrounding this one. Have you had deaths surrounding your father's passing?
You know, there was. There's one thing I wanted to mention about this before getting into this question. So I see his body. It's like bloated, covered in blood, and it was really intense. I don't know how much people want to listen to this. There was a point where I just broke down crying, holding on to his dead, bloody, cold hand, and I didn't know what else to do. Yeah, but what was crazy about it is within a 40-minute time frame of his body, of seeing his tangible body, driving away over to Columbia Falls, coincidentally about 10 to 15 miles where he passed away, I get a call from Job Corps, which is this trade school kind of place in Utah, because I wanted to get out of the state previously, and they said, I was reluctant to pick up the phone because I didn't know what the number was, but I was like, whatever, I'll answer the phone. Coincidentally, it's Job Corps, and they said, hey, Ian, we want you to come out to Utah so you can get a trade skill.
What?
And what was crazy is my dad, I would meet with him sometimes, like whenever he was in town. Yeah. And the one thing he kept saying is, Ian, I want you to go to a trade school. I want you to go into the Navy. I want you to go do something more with your life to get
more.
Yeah.
Whoa, dad talking even afterlife. Holy shit, dude. No, I really believe in that. Mm-hmm. Really do, for sure. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah, and it was crazy because we were literally 15 miles away from where he had physically left his body type of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think it's far-fetched, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, dad obviously had a serious intention for you to pursue something bigger than what you were doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that shows that he really, really cared about you.
Yeah, and it took me a while to get around to that idea, but with my seeing how it is and looking at that situation more and more in depth, it always felt as though he was watching over me in that specific moment in time. Because it's not like that was a coincidence.
No.
That's like,
come on, man. Let's be real. Right. Anybody out there have had such a quote-unquote coincidence like this? Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's pretty crazy. The question that I asked before.
Yeah.
Did you have any other deaths previously to your father's or around that?
Yeah. So there was... So here's the thing that made my father's death more or less the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like I was dealing with four other deaths at the same time without really being aware of it. Because I had a good friend named Rocky who I went to this thing called the Secret Skate Park Tour, which was Tony Hawk's thing. We went to about 10 years ago. Saw all these famous pros, Andrew Reynolds, Riley Hawk, his son, you name it. Bam Margera was there.
Wow.
All these cool pros, right?
Yeah.
And I went to the skate park tour with Rocky, right. And we had such a good connection. Rocky was a cool dude.
Yeah.
And he was friends with everybody. If you see a photo of him, he's one of the most likable people that you can ever come across. When we were in school, he was probably about 5'2", 5'4". He's this short little cute kid.
That's awesome.
He has like brown curly hair that goes down to his shoulders. Right. And even his appearance is like, I'm a cute little kid.
Aww, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so Rocky ended up passing away due to alcohol poisoning.
Wow.
Which was really brutal for a lot of people in the school because Rocky was so likable. I mean, he was one of the most popular kids in the school, and he wasn't like jock popular.
Sure. Yeah.
He was genuine, and everybody liked Rocky because it's Rocky.
Right.
You
know?
Yeah.
I totally have known people like that in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just they genuinely just get along with everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly it.
Wow. So, okay. So, is there anybody else that you've...
Yeah, damn, dude.
I see your face. Y'all should see his face right now.
And then about 2 years after, there was another kid named Derek that ended up committing suicide because he was getting bullied too much in school.
What?
Yeah. And it was really brutal because that kid was one of the teacher's sons.
Oh, my God.
So you're dealing with this really intense situation. And honestly... I didn't know Derek tremendously well. I always liked Derek because I always thought of him as a nice type of kid.
Right.
But I remember the day he passed and the way his mother looked the next day, it was something had definitely hit her.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So.
Wow, man.
Pretty heavy stuff, right?
That is serious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like loss is loss,
mm-hmm.
but... to have so many losses in one lifetime, how do you get through? Like, what do you do?
Mm.
I mean, do you ever find yourself lost in these losses or anything? What do you do to handle that?
You know, honestly, I handled it with numbness.
Wow.
Because I did not go to see Rocky's funeral. Mm. I did not see Derek's funeral.
Can I ask why?
It was, you know, I didn't really even have a reason for it. I think it was too much for me to even look at that I didn't want to experience it or have to go through. I don't know. I just never put a lot of attention on going to Rocky's funeral or Derek's funeral. I handled my father's funeral.
Okay.
From start to finish. You know?
By yourself?
Pretty much by myself. My mom was helping me with some papers and stuff like that.
Right.
But I was responsible for getting him cremated. I was responsible for handling the, it wasn't an after party, but it was the ceremony of having his people come by. I did a speech for him and everything. I handled everything in his trailer. I ended up getting a vehicle out of it. It was, had to take care of another vehicle. Damn. It was a lot of work.
We are so much more alike than I thought.
Right.
I mean, it's nice to be alike with somebody in more positive ways. But you know what I mean? I feel like you and I have a lot of common reality right now. Because I did the same shit for my mom. Yeah, I don't think I mentioned that in the interview, but that's not easy.
Right.
No one should go through that alone.
Right.
You just had this horrible loss.
Right.
And now you have to handle all of the physical universe things that belong to that person.
Right.
That's not okay, you know?
Yeah.
It just adds, to be real with you, I mean, that's like me. Like, I literally got rid of everything.
Wow. I did the same thing.
That's right. Nothing. I want none of it.
Yeah. I was the same way. I got rid of his records. I passed on his bass guitar. He was in a band. I made sure it got to a good friend.
That's awesome.
But I mainly just got rid of all of his stuff.
Right.
Except for the van. I kept the van.
Yeah, but hey, you have to be able to drive yourself with this stuff to give it to other people.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I get that. But, you know, no, I feel like a lot of people that are listening right now would be able to have reality with that aspect. Like, you don't want to see these things that are connected to this person.
No.
Because literally every single thing you see reminds you of them.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of help, please.
Yeah.
Get rid of it now.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry you had to go through that alone, dude.
Oh.
Because that's shitty.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right.
So, you're dealing with Rocky and Derek.
Yep, Rocky, Derek, and it was, yeah, like I said earlier, it's like the tip of the iceberg, you know?
Yeah.
There's these two deaths prior, which, when I did the counseling later on, I didn't even realize how much Rocky's death affected me.
Really?
Yeah, it was, when Rocky passed away, it was almost this numbness went into my life and it just sat there.
Wow.
And I just wasn't even aware of it. It was just, okay, Rocky's gone. This is affecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really intense. But when my father passed away, that was having a 10x effect.
Yes.
On my life. And it was, I couldn't handle the death of my father very well.
Really?
You know, I was really good at dealing with people and then crying by myself when I was alone.
I get that. I'm sure you're not alone.
Right.
You know? But that's what I mean. It's like a heavy loss like that and having to confront something like that. And not only that, experiencing a heavy loss like your dad's.
Yeah.
But already having two previous deaths to deal with of friends of yours before is just, that's heavy, dude.
Yeah.
You know? But that's amazing. So you mentioned the counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like getting this counseling? Like, what did you do or how is it?
So it was interesting because the counseling worked in a variety of factors.
Okay.
Initially, I was just handling my father. Mm-hmm. And like you said in yours, how you had mountains, you felt like mountains, you could breathe again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Type of thing. That's how I felt as well. There was this awesome moment of clarity where I was no longer having to be weighted down by these anchors of pain. Is really what it felt like. I felt like I was in a boat and I had two anchors on both my arms just attached.
Okay.
And I couldn't lift up my boat any higher because I was stuck. And going through the counseling was the way to let go of those anchors. And I could have a little bit more freedom in my life of having fun again and seeing life in a better viewpoint and handling it in a much better way than just being aggravated that he's not there anymore. It was almost like I could see that he did care because there was a lot of things that chimed in later on when, for example, getting the call from Job Corps. I may not have seen, in a way, I didn't like see a lot of care when I was going through it growing up.
Right.
But there was a lot of care put into it, and I felt like he contributed to it a lot to the point where it's, yeah, he does care, and he did love me a lot. And that was hard for me to see, but now that I've gotten older, it's easier for me to grasp onto.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I definitely get that. Wow. So tell me more about, like, I mean, how are the days after, you know, finally it hitting you that your dad is gone.
Yeah.
And he's not coming back.
Mm.
What were the days like after for you? In addition to, like, the numbing and all of that, like, how did you get through the day before the counseling and everything?
You know, I have always had this viewpoint of making the best out of things, and I would always focus on being positive and focusing on the positive things in my life. Being in Utah was probably the best thing for me at the time because a lot of people knew who I was in Montana, type of thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, Montana has only one area code, right? 406. So, like, it's not like there's a lot of people in Montana. Anyway, nice. But I knew people in Montana.
Yeah.
And I knew that if I stayed in Montana, I would have been toast because everyone would have been asking me. I got comments on social media like, I'm so sorry for your dad's loss, and that was the last thing I even wanted to hear.
No shit.
I didn't want to look at it.
I totally understand.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm so sorry, I feel bad for you. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you right now. You have no idea what I'm going through.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
God, I totally get that.
Yeah.
That's literally the last thing we want to hear.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, leave me alone.
Right. Like, thanks for the reminder.
Oh my God.
You know? I deal with this every second of my life. I'm trying to have a social interaction right now. You just, awesome. Thank you. I only had to think about that for 10 hours in a row.
I mean, I do get it. Like, people feel obligated because they do have that sympathetic aspect of it. And it's like, they give a shit.
Right.
They do give a shit.
Yeah.
But it is. It's just like, hey, let me remind you what happened this time, you know? It's like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. But I get that. Okay. Yeah. So, what about anything else that helped you understand everything that was happening with you or what was going on with you?
Yeah, you know, I think what it was, there was getting more of the counseling later on Rocky, because my dad's death was its own section of thing, but I was really traumatized by Rocky passing away.
Yeah.
It was such an intense emotion, and I feel like the two deaths were so connected in a way, but it was connecting to the two together and just being able to fully release all those emotions from the pain and upset that I had gone through. And it was honestly when I did the counseling on Rocky that I really felt there was this dramatic shift of, wow, life is better again.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And what tripped me out is when I didn't realize that all those other deaths were really connected until I did the episode on you.
Yeah.
And it took me about, I think, 3 days to really figure it out. But it was, I was upset still because I would have the counseling and I would feel good, but there was still a connection of, why am I still upset about this?
Sure.
And it was Rocky's death. Later, what I realized, which was Derek's death, and then my grandma and my father were, it was the string of deaths that I had to, after I did the episode with you, I fully realized that all of those were connected, because in my brain, I was saying, my dad's death is my friend's death, is my grandma's death, is my friend's death, and all of these are coming at me at the same time, just smashing me in the face with like a rock. Until I did your episode where I realized that they were all separate entities of situations.
Sure.
And then I fully came out of it and I was laughing and I was so much happier.
I'm so glad I could help you with that.
You totally did.
High five, dude.
Yeah. On a more positive note about this too, the last time I hung out with my dad was actually an amazing experience.
Really? Tell me
about it. Yeah, yeah. So I was smoking cigarettes at the time.
Yeah.
And it was cool because he didn't heart me on it at all.
Really?
Yeah. We met over at Coffee Traders, the place where I was working.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about. He picked me up from the place I'm just realizing this. He picked me up from the place that the police officer walked in and told me about him passing away.
Really?
This is so wild to me.
What is happening right now? There are so many realizations happening.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But he was just super cool about it. He was just, how many cigarettes are you smoking now? And I was like, you know, I'm smoking 5 cigarettes a day, you know, and I'm like,
what up, dad?
Right. And he's like, okay. He didn't say anything about it. He just wanted to know. And we ended up hanging out for a few hours. And honestly, it was the one day where we really got along.
That's so cool.
Yeah. There was just this bonding that I never really had with him.
Yeah.
That was so nice to experience.
Yeah.
For the last time that I saw him.
Right.
You know, he would tell me jokes, and for once I laughed.
Yeah! Those dad jokes. Come on. Now we laugh at dad jokes.
Right, yeah.
being a little older. But yeah, I just remember the last time I ate food with him was in front of a Five Guys and Fries, and it was
nice.
Yeah, it was nothing special, but it was just we were sitting on the curb together outside eating food, laughing, and enjoying each other's company.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was great. So that's honestly the last real thing I remember about him.
Yeah.
And even doing this and talking about this more really helps me understand that he does care. And that's really big for me because I was really aggravated at him for a long time.
Yeah, I get
just
that.
Yeah, just for not being there, you know? And that's all I can really focus on and look at. But after seeing everything and how it's turned out, he did care, and I love him more as I get older, which is kind of odd to think about, but it's very true.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that aspect too. Time in between and really looking at the pleasure moments that you had with him, the good times that you had with them.
Yeah.
And the good times that it appears like, I mean, even like the whole smoking thing. It's like, it seems like he was a good parent, you know? They're, no offense to some of you, but, you know, some parents are like, oh my God, I have to keep you safe and you cannot smoke for the help me God, you know? Right. But it's like, he's like, okay, man, like you're going to make your own choices in life and hopefully you make good ones and never made you wrong, you know?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It is.
Well, Ian, tell me, how are you doing today?
Way better.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I was in Colorado for several years, and growing up in mountainous states, it was almost like growing up in Montana, where I experienced 5 deaths realistically within a 30-mile radius.
Wow.
It was almost like going out to Colorado and Utah was almost a similar environment. I'm still around the mountains. I'm still around similar people. I'm still around similar type situations, and it wasn't even until I came out to Florida where I was really able to see that all these things were separate. You know, being in an area where it's warm all the time was totally different, where it's humid, which I actually love the humidity. I don't know about a lot of you.
Yeah. Ew,
gross. Right, right. I'm like, I smell in the air and I'm like, oh gosh, this is
awesome.
I'm
like smelling and choking.
Right?
I'm even used to it.
Yeah, yeah. But being next to the ocean is so good for me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And so just being in this different environment and going back to Montana, which I know is going to happen, is going to be an amazing experience for me because I'm living in a very different environment. But I also love Florida for the people I've met, like you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. You're an amazing person.
Thank you.
Yeah. And everybody else, too. I mean, Florida has such a good... I've been fortunate to find such a good band of people, and I'm a social butterfly, and so it's...
Yes, you are.
Been
good.
Right. Yeah. And it's been amazing connecting with all these good people. So I'm super hyped to be here.
Nice.
A lot happier than I've ever been.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, so... Good. So we've gone through this whole track of all of this stuff and everything that you've experienced and after the counseling. And so in general today, like, what are you working on? Like, what is your production like?
Hey, everyone. Before we end off for the show, I want to say thank you for listening to this. And if you enjoyed it, please subscribe and leave a review. I know that on Amazon, when I don't see enough reviews and I don't see enough positive reviews, then I will not A, check it out, or B, consider buying it. So the reviews help get new listeners, and I would be very grateful if you could do that for me. In addition to that, I'll even give you my free course on habits if you leave me a review. So if you do that, go over to iantolson.com, reply to the free ebook, and just say, hey, I left a review. Please give me the course, and I'll send that over to you. It has a $50 value for it, and you'll be getting that for free. So go ahead and check that out if you would like to, but please leave a review and have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
What are your goals? What are you doing now? What do you see in the future? Yeah. What is going on?
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because being in Florida, I work... I do this podcast now. I do other side businesses.
Right.
I work... And then I'm also busy just studying a lot as well.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Nice.
And doing the podcast has turned into one of the best things that has ever happened to me because it's building social connections, which then connects you to other people, to other people, to other people. Like just last week, for example, I initially did a podcast on the third interview with Jessica.
Yeah.
And meeting Jessica turned into meeting her neighbor. Mm-hmm. Who is also named Jessica, coincidentally.
What?
Which then I get invited to a game night, which then I meet which then I meet another person who's become a new friend, and then we go to the beach next weekend, which I meet another band of people. It's been so cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Dude, honestly, like, I am so stoked about these podcasts because the reality of it is like I've never totally been into podcasts, but because you're doing them now and because you interviewed me and because it was so much fun and I'm having so much fun right now, I want to listen to podcasts now. Like, it actually inspired me to like, okay, like put the music down. Let's actually listen to people talk about like real life things. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's inspired me to even listen to podcasts. High five.
Yeah.
That's awesome though. Thank you. Dude, there's nothing like connecting with really good people, expanding your friendships, and living your best life, bro.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really happy to have interviewed you on this, and like, this is the first time, guys, this is the first time I'm even hearing about this. We've been friends for like how long now?
It's, we met each other, I think about 6-8 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not long.
No.
That's not a long time, guys.
No. But what's crazy is like, I feel like with you, I feel like we've known each other because the way, for way longer. The way we get along is so amazing.
It just makes sense. We've never fought. We're good people. We're both social butterflies. It's so true. Ian's laughing so much because we laugh like that all the fucking time.
It's true.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And we, you know, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm happy to know you. High five again.
High five again. Boom. You know, and it's, I'm just so grateful that I can do this podcast because in doing this podcast with other people, specifically doing this episode, because it's really helped me come to what I feel like is a full closure on the situation and being able to walk forward thinking that, wow, you know, like life is really good. People around me have really cared. I've lived a really good life. Coincidentally, at times there was obvious traumatic parts to it, but I always had that viewpoint of how can I make my life a little bit better? How can I make my life a little bit better? Even when dealing with my father's situation, you know, I was dealing with my father's situation, but going to a trade school where I was learning skill sets that totally helped me out in life.
Right.
And getting into more trade skills and all of that, which realistically boiled down to making one decision that helped to making another decision that was good and just following it up with really good situations that led to better and better things.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do what you did to me. So for other listeners, Ian, if you were to give any advice to our listeners right now or anybody out in the world, what would it be?
You know, I would say just to focus on making that one better decision that you can on a day-to-day basis. Even if it's instead of drinking Jack Daniels, to drinking soda, or breaking it down further, drinking soda to water, or instead of watching TV, maybe learning a language on an app, going for a walk instead of taking drugs.
That's a great one. I hope everybody's listening right now because that's a great one. Take Ian's advice, my friends, but it's true.
Yeah.
I really love that you say that because really, it really is a matter of taking it day by day.
Yeah.
You know? And obviously, like I said in my interview, Ian and I are totally willing to help you.
Yeah.
My advice when Ian asked me that question was, call me, 727-348-0781. My name is Taylor Mack. I will 100% help you. You having a hard time? You want to go for a walk? Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Both Ian and I can go for a walk.
Dude,
we could skateboard, we could bike, whatever. We're here to make friends and help people out, help people live a better world and a better life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I really love that advice. Taking it a day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One decision at a time.
Yeah.
Just make a more positive decision.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So that's really sick.
Yeah. And what totally just I realized too with your episode is that's exactly what you basically did.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's totally true.
Yeah.
And it all starts with that first one positive decision.
Mm-hmm.
It really did because that was the thing. I realized that holy shit, if I don't change something.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep going the same spiraling downward direction. So, you know, and it's true. Just one positive decision. Just make it.
Yeah.
And you'll feel that much better about yourself and your surroundings in life.
Very much so.
It's so cool. This was so much fun, as usual.
Jesus. Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, is there anything else you wanted to say? I've run out of questions.
No,
you're
good.
I don't know what to ask you anymore.
No, you're good. You're good.
Sick.
I appreciate it. This has been amazing.
Yes.
Guys, if you would like to catch every new episode coming out, if you enjoyed this content, please subscribe to this, like this, share this, with someone else that could help somebody else. If you have anybody that's gone through a loss of a parent or someone else that's been meaningful to them, share this episode with them. Let them know that there's hope in their life for things going better. Because I know I've met other people who have dealt with a loss in their life that's been really hard to look at. Even thinking about it, they tear up. And I know for Taylor and I, we've gone through this counseling where we look at it, we can see it, but it's not affecting us in a negatively very hard approach. So please share this out, because this is really about helping other people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Good stuff.
Yeah, agreed.
Cool.
Awesome. We'll catch the next one, guys. We're hyped to do this.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.